What's up, Liron here. Thank you for joining me in another episode of my daily podcast. Today we're going to talk about 2019. Today's the last day of 2018. Tomorrow is 2019. New year, new opportunities, new chances, and a new mindset. This is, I think, a great opportunity to start new habits, to build a work plan, and to do things properly. Now, I try to do that every year for the last 2 or 3 years now, but hopefully I improve with each year that goes by. So today, I want to talk to you about some of my key areas of focus for this year, some of the things, my goals, the things I want to achieve, and just very zoomed out and kind of general to talk to you about all of these ideas. So I actually have my yearly goals in front of me, in this time, and what I usually do with every year that goes by is I celebrate my my wins. I go over everything that was a win. So for example, the TV interview I had, that's a win. A new course that I published, that's a win. A new book, maybe a video that hit 100,000 views, that's a win. All of these are wins. Things that I achieved, things that I did, things that I surprised myself and didn't know that will happen. This is the way for me to start this on a very positive note. So now moving on to the actual plan, what I basically have to do, the first goal is to significantly improve my creation skills and my painting skills, especially watercolor. I actually phrased it in a bit of a different way. I said I want to create art that's godlike or god level. So art that gives the viewer a taste of divinity, of the ideal, of the perfect, that makes them forget about everything else and experience my creation fully and powerfully. So that's one thing, and this actually led to a very interesting insight that I will talk to you about probably in a longer podcast, in one of the weekly podcasts. It's called Liron's Art and Creativity Show. If you just search for my name, you'll probably find it on the iTunes or anywhere else, just podcast. The insight that I had was that right now, one of the things I yearn for really is to create freely and patiently and allow myself, if I need, for example, 5 hours to paint, then do that. Do all sorts of experimentation, some very advanced stuff, because the reality is that right now I don't always allow myself to do that just because, you know, I work on so many things and I'm very practical. My mindset is very practical. So, for example, if I tell myself I'm going to paint for 3 hours, then the moment these 3 hours end, I just move on to the next task, no matter what I achieved. Or sometimes I tell myself I'll paint for 3 hours, and then I finish the painting in 2 hours, and instead of starting a new one or practicing on something, I'm like, ah, good news, now I can move on to the next thing and save time. You see, now I want to work on my depth. I want to be able to sit down and work as much as necessary on a painting, practice a specific skill as much as possible, allow myself the freedom and the patience to experiment fully. Because that's one thing I can honestly say I am not doing. And up until this point, I wasn't doing. And I did improve and I made huge progress, but I think the next step for me would be this. And now it's only a matter of figuring out how I can combine that with all the rest. Because I do create a lot of content, I do work on many system-related stuff. So now I have to figure out how I create more, because that's the most important part at the end of the day. You know, I want to be able to inspire people and also be the best I can. So that's one of the most important things that I should be doing. You know, long-term, that's what I want to do. I want to be well-known for the quality of my art. I want to be one of the best painters. And also teachers and someone who gave a lot of provided a lot of inspiration. I want people to say that I was their inspiration. It already happens from time to time, and I'm blown away by it, and it makes me so happy and satisfied with what I do. So this is the next step for me, I think, to focus really on creating at a very high level. Okay, so I want to do my best and do that in 2019. Another main, let's say, goal or area of focus is personal finances. So this year I really got a good handle on my business finances. I have a company that helps me manage it. I know exactly the expenses and revenue and the income, everything, every little thing I know. Now I want to get as efficient in the personal management of finances. And that is how much I spend on everything. And that's a big deal for me because I wanted to do this for a while now. And 2018 was a major step. In 2017 as well, I started investing, started doing some things long term. But in terms of just personal finances, of how much expenses I'm, how many expenses I have every month, and knowing the my overall money flow, I don't really like flow, I guess. That's really important for me. So I want to focus on that as well. And the third is I want to share as much knowledge and build a legacy. And this is something I'm already actively, hopefully doing, and that is sharing all of the content in all of the different avenues wherever I can. One major area of focus for 2019 will be LinkedIn. Start becoming more active there, posting more, engaging in more conversations, and so on. So this is something I'm already doing, and I want to become even better. And I really want people to say, when asked who is their inspiration, I want them to say Liron Yankonsky. That will be amazing. So I'm working towards that. So these are my main three goals. Aside from those, I have four secondary goals, and those are to master YouTube and to actually create much better content. And I'm slowly but surely getting to learn what people want to watch more of. So that's one thing that I think I greatly improved in. Second is LinkedIn, as I mentioned. Third is I want to take my interactions with you and the audience in general face to face. So to actually give lectures and talks and workshops. So I need to figure out how I'm going to do that exactly. And the fourth one is has more to do with my friends and developing my personal relationships with people that are close to me and keeping them afloat, because I've been putting so much effort into work in the last year or two. And it's always a tight balance for me of work and friends. So this is something I also want to work on. So this is it for this episode. Just wanted to talk to you about my main areas of focus for this year. I hope this gave you some insight. Maybe it gave you some ideas of things you want to do in 2019. Maybe you have something you want to work on. I'd be actually very happy to hear about the things you want to focus on, the things you want to work on. So let me know. You can actually send me a message, a voice message on Instagram or here, or just hit me up on Instagram, just wherever. If you search for my name, Liron, you'll find me probably everywhere. Search for Liron and Art, you'll find me, and I'll be happy to help with whatever I can. On Instagram, I'm Liron Yan IL. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, make sure you do to receive notifications. I post every single day. And this is it. I want to thank you, and I also want to wish you a fantastic 2019, filled with lots of good experiences, new experiences, health, happiness, lots of peacefulness, and just I hope you achieve whatever you set out to achieve. So thank you so much, and I will talk to you again in another episode really soon.